This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Checks and balances, open government, not usually ideas you associate with China, but that's exactly what Chinese President Hu Jintao wants to make happen. In a speech before the opening session of the Communist Party's Congress this morning, Hu pledged to fight corruption and make government more transparent, but he made clear that the Communist Party will still call the shots in China. Government corruption and a widening wealth gap have led to protests around the country. The public outcry has alarmed Chinese leaders and triggered Hu's promises to clean things up. And U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has every intention of moving forward with a vote to label the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Armenians by Ottoman Turks during World War I as genocide. The non-binding resolution was approved by the House Foreign Affairs Committee last week. Turkish leaders say it's an outrage, and they withdrew their ambassador from Washington in response. Yesterday on ABC's This Week, Pelosi defended the vote and said it's been a long time coming.
When I came to Congress 20 years ago, it wasn't the right time because of the Soviet Union. Then that fell, and then it wasn't the right time because of the Gulf War I, and then it wasn't the right time because of overflights of Iraq, and now it's not the right time because of Gulf War II.
Yesterday, Turkey's top general warned that passing the resolution could do irreparable damage to U.S.-Turkish relations. Turkey is a key ally in the U.S. war in Iraq and allows the U.S. to use its military bases to ship supplies and troops into Iraq. Another Republican U.S. Congress member is calling it quits. After nine terms in office, Ohio Congressman David Hobson told constituents yesterday he'll step down in 2008. The 71-year-old Hobson is a senior member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee that oversees the Pentagon. Hobson is the 11th GOP House member to announce retirement ahead of the 08 elections, when the Republican Party will try to win back the majority it lost to the Democrats last year. Five Republican senators have also announced they'll not seek re-election. And you know it, you love it, maybe, and now you can download it, legally. After years of refusing to sell their music online, rock legends Led Zeppelin have announced they're joining the digital music revolution. The band says starting November 13th, the Led Zeppelin catalog of original albums will be available online. Fans will be able to download full albums or individual songs from an online music retailers. The announcement comes as Led Zeppelin prepares for the release of a new 2-CD compilation collection and a reunion concert in London next month to promote the release. According to the New York Times, of the few remaining digital holdouts, only the Beatles and Garth Brooks have outsold Led Zeppelin in the United States. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke Nelson, back to you.
And Rachel Martin, as you were speaking, just so you know, across the wires, that three Americans, have won the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics. They are Leonid Hrwish, hope I did that right, Mr. Hrwish, Eric Maskin, and Roger Meyerson.
Congratulations.
Cool. Congratulations.
We'll have
more details of that coming up later.
Go Team America.